Radio.
Hello. Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another cavity-fighting edition of the Retro Bang Radio Hour minicast. That's right, this is a Retro Bang Radio Hour minicast, which means this is a rerun. This is stuff that comes from 14 years worth of hilarious NFL content from the Bang Radio Hour. That's right, we're a podcast that's been around for 14 years. You're not going to find another one that can say that unless they're lying. You may know, if you listen to us often enough, we only do one show a month during the offseason, and since this is April and everything's all screwed up, and this is draft weekend, we're awful busy, we just haven't had time. So you're going to get another rerun tonight. One of our favorite people in all of the NFL is Michael Irvin. Now, I hear a lot of you already turning off the podcast. Oh, God, I hate Michael Irvin. And you know what? I'm a Redskins fan, and I hate Michael Irvin, too. Screw him. But you know what? On television, he's a genius. And here's why. Michael Irvin can't keep his hands to himself, for one thing. That's why they make him sit way out there on the end. And for two, the man talks with sound effects, and we absolutely love it. So let's listen to Michael Irvin give us some sound football analysis.
Michael Irvin.
Oh.
Doing a play call. Well, I guess he's reviewing a play.
This is why Michael Irvin can't be a color analyst in the NFL. This is why he's not allowed to do play-by-play of any kind.
But we have a new sound effect for Michael Irvin of them. Now.
Hey, they come. They just send four. Arizona can't pick them up, but they do not. Hey, Kevin Cobb doesn't see him. Let the ball go. No timing. Hits the tight end in the head. Boom, ball's in the air. Interception.
There it is.
We got two of them. We got pshw and boop. That was a pshw boop play. Well, see, this is my point. This is just one play being called in which we had a little bit of a rush on Kevin Cobb. He throws it to the tight end. It goes up in the air and gets intercepted. And we get two sound effects out of it, and he doesn't right. That's why he can't be on, you know, in the booth.
Right. I wish he was in the booth. Can you imagine how great would that be?
Be terrific. Joe Buck wouldn't know what to do.
I'm an analyst. I'm supposed to teach. I'm supposed to share my experiences and give my knowledge. Boop, 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 boop.
I can see him in class with it written on the board, B-O-O-P. This is what it means when the tight end popped a ball up in the air. Boop, boop, boop. When you're going across the middle, you can't be boop.
If you're, you know what, real quick, if you're new to the show, since I just happen to have the Michael Irvin soundboard up, if you're new to the show, here's just real quick. These are the Michael Irvin sound effects that we have gathered.
Dagger.
Capitulation.
It was a
and there you go. I played every one of them. God, every man. One of them.
I think my favorite is the wah wah wah. That's my favorite of all of them. Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. We love some Michael Irvin.
Yeah. Oh, baby. La-ba-dee-da. For the first time in my
life, I see love. I see love. Hey, it's Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Chris Cooley.
Right.
Chris Cooley, he plays football with a bunch of men.
Well, we're not going to make fun of him for getting put out by a cornerback for the rest of the season, right?
Oh, no. We have much better things to make fun of than that.
We've gotten above that, right?
Yes. All right, so Chris Cooley, tight end from the Washington Redskins. Just before we get to the best part of this, a couple of things real quick. Apparently Joe Theismann likes to hang out on the practice field with the team.
He does. He's always at camp, but I didn't know this part
and
of
that's,
it.
And that's, you know what? He's forever a Redskin, and I get that.
Sure.
That's cool. It's just funny. He like really gets into it, of course. According to Cooley, here, listen to this.
I want to be like Joe Theismann,
right?
Where I can go in the locker room and say, "Hey, Brad, I need a jock. I need a pair of shorts. I need a shirt. Right. I'm going to watch practice," which he literally does every time he comes and watches practice.
And you want to be on that level?
And he goes out and he can hang out with the team.
He wears all the gear.
Hell yeah,
Joe does
to practice. He was in the locker room changing in a jock. this year. I turned around and I said, what is Joe doing?
What's he going to go suit up and play?
To watch practice, he needs a jock. That's getting into it, man. That's getting into it. I need a jock and a pair of shorts, so I'm going to go watch practice. Yeah, you know what? Joe Theismann's my favorite quarterback of all time. Anybody don't like it, up yours. I'm sure he beat your team plenty of good times. And now if he wants to wear a jock and walk around the sidelines, he's fine by me.
Yeah, you let him.
I think he should have a bigger role with our football team, but he doesn't.
He probably will eventually.
I hope so. I like Joe. I think he's a good guy.
Although he probably should do it now. He doesn't need to do any more television.
He could probably start right now for us at quarterback, for God's sakes. He has plenty of experience in getting his leg broken. I know that. Oh, my God.
You know, Chris Cooley, he's a prankster and a jokester, and one way he likes to freak out his teammates is this.
If you want to freak guys out at Redskins Park, like a Saturday morning,
right?
Not a serious day, there'll be a couple guys in the hot tub. Just go cannonball naked.
Cannonball into the hot tub naked.
Dan Snyder's in there. Holy smokes, did you see that? My God.
Well,
like Godzilla fell into the harbor. I feel inadequate. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, feeling inadequate, and did you see that? Chris Cooley's he's evidently seen a lot of penis, John.
You know, when you play football for as long as I have, you do see a lot of those.
It's true.
Pecker.
Well, it's true. You know what? I'll tell you what. Those of you that are in the military, you know exactly what he's talking about. You can't help it. You walk in the shower, there's 40 other guys in there. You can't help it.
Yeah, you look around, you see
cock.
Pecker.
Penis. Cock.
Pretty much.
There's a picture of me floating around somewhere on this planet that was taken to me in basic training. They came running in the shower and handed me this sign that says, we'll do, oh, God, I don't even remember. We'll pose for pictures for food or something. And I held it over my dick and stuck my hand out, and they took my picture.
I want it.
You want it? God, what are you going to tell your parents? It's out there somewhere. Oh, what was the guy's name? His name was Kevin. Kevin, if you're out there and you're listening, and you'll know who I am.
Yeah, Kevin, anyway. One day John's going to be rich and famous, and you'll want to have that picture.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, fuck. Apparently, in Washington, there is no bigger penis than one Jabbar Gaffney.
I've never worn a jock.
You never have?
Never.
And Jabbar Gaffney's not wearing a jock.
There's nothing... There's no artificial jock. In the jock.
There's no jock that can hold him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You need to go
to the equipment guy.
Can I ask you this delicately, and you can dodge it? Is Jabbar should he be the proudest guy on the team, or are there guys that are more proud, that have more to offer?
This is a delicate question.
Yeah, it is.
He's a proud man.
Is he in the top three?
He's beyond proud.
Right.
So, and now I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying that in a...
That's an amazing one.
Like, you don't want to look at guys in the shower. You don't... I mean, no one tries to...
Right.
D-watch.
Right.
But you walk by for the first time.
D-watch.
And I know that a lot of guys said this. I know a lot of guys in the locker room came to me and said, like, ask him what's going on. Because they thought I'd ask him. Like, I walk by for the first time in the shower, and I'm like, no. Wait, what is that?
What is that? It's like Japanese tentacle porn, I guess, Tom, is this thing squirming around on the floor. This was when Chris Cooley was on the Logo Channel, I guess.
He was on with the Sports Junkies on The Fan in Washington, D.C. there.
Yeah, who I'm not a fan of, by the way. And those are not our sound effects being added to that. We would do it in a much more tasteful way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Penis. Penis.
So Jabbar Gaffney is the man, huh? He's the biggest dick in Washington, which is saying a lot.
Well, yeah, and you know, okay, John wanted to go on a field trip. We haven't done a Bang Cartoon field trip in a while. And so he gives me the link to the video, and it's Jabbar Gaffney, and they're zoomed in on his junk on television, and it's... friggin'.
See, they're trying to zoom in on the quarterback. It's just that Gaffney is standing in the way. So send the people to the link. Go ahead, type in Jabbar Gaffney boner. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, on YouTube, Jabbar Gaffney boner. And if you know, I'm like, I don't need to see that again. I mean, this thing is, it's
nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
Exactly.
Yeah!
So I should say, those of you that are secure in your sexuality, go ahead and type it in. If you're worried about it, then you better not.
I'm not. It was there. I don't need to see it again.
Can you imagine right now, Cotillard's mother's walking in the room. John, here's your underwear. Oh my god! Oh my god! I knew you should never be watching this American football.
And then later, she's hugging him. She still loves
him. It's okay. I'll love you no matter what. So this is why you like the Buccaneers, eh?
John's going to get an eye patch and some silk scarves for Christmas.
Here you go. And I got your membership to that club.
Oh, my God. So I guess some of y'all have watched the video by now, right? Look, I'm watching the Redskins play this week. He catches a crossing pattern, and I'm thinking, how the hell can he run? There's no way he can keep. No wonder he has no yards after the catch. You can't run with that damn thing. Oh, my God. I remember like 5 years ago in this show, we were talking about the fact that almost all the players now seem to be wearing absolutely nothing under these skin-tight pants.
Right.
And now here we come full circle. We now have proof that Jabbar Gaffney is a freak that belongs in a museum.
Let's talk about Brandon Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, okay, another. Brandon Lloyd, what an ass.
He was speaking to the media on a conference call. I don't know, I kind of got a kick out of this.
No, I got a kick out of it, too.
And he was asked if he would, okay, he used to play for your Redskins at mm-hmm. a time. He played for the Bears. And he played for the 49ers. Those are the three teams he played for before he went to Denver.
Right. We traded a third-round pick for him. Gibbs did.
Oh, okay. From San Francisco. That's right, yeah.
I was the target of much scorn among my fellow NFL fans because of it. I was very heartily made fun of.
It was all your fault.
Well, you know. Anyway, play the clip.
Well, I don't have the clip. I wish I looked for the clip. I couldn't find the clip. But anyway, here's the deal. He was asked if he would like to say to his former teams, I told you so, because he had a Pro Bowl year. He made the Pro Bowl. He had an awesome year with Denver.
Yeah, he did.
And his answer was, no, of course not. Because saying I told you so would mean, and he's going to speak in third person here, saying I told you so would mean that Lloyd is living in the past, that he's petty and vindictive.
Lloyd don't be living in no past.
He's not like that at all.
Lloyd be all about the future, yo.
But he did say something else. Instead of saying, I told you so, he says, no, I want to say, fuck you. And I mean that in the most professional way.
In the most professional way. Sounds like what the Jets are going to say when they're on the stand.
Oh, man.
Look, you know what? The thing that kills me about this is that, yeah, my team was one of them. Dude, we traded a third-round pick for this guy. Gave him every chance in the world.
I know.
Every chance in the world. And he could not grow up. All he wanted to do was make rap records. He was all world in practice. And once he got on the field, he was he was lost. And we all knew he had hands. Remember the spectacular catches he'd make in San Francisco?
Yeah. I remember when he torched the Eagles.
Sure. That's right. The Eagles weren't prepared for him, Tom.
Yeah, when T.O. got hurt.
Right, the Eagles weren't ready for him.
Right, that's what McNabb to Jackson, Mick Wrong said when that was an overtime game. Terrell Owens got hurt early in that game, and Brandon Lloyd came in and went off. And now Mick Wrong's excuse was, "Well, we didn't game plan for Brandon Lloyd." Mm-hmm. Whatever, man.
Yeah, for those of you that are new, McNabb to Jackson is this guy that comes in our chat room and has the most ridiculous excuses for why the Eagles lose that you would ever want to hear, and that's one of them. So anyway, Brandon Lloyd, I'm sure the Bears really wanted to bring him to Chicago and have him fail there too, right?
Right.
I'm sure they were just dying to cut him, right?
Right. Well, after he said that, there was just this stunned silence. You know, nobody said a word. And after about 3 seconds, After about 3 seconds, Broncos media relations director Patrick Smith jumped into the call and said, anything else for Brandon, guys? I've got receivers coach Adam Gase here.
Yeah, right. Get they out. Grabbed Lloyd. Yanked him off the phone.
The only thing left there was his shoes.
They probably had him in the program in the guy's office so they could listen to him while he was on the phone. They had a little placard in front, topics to talk about, things not to say. Don't say F you. But I said I meant it the most professional way. I mean, what do you want? I can see him arguing out in the hallway. I said it professionally. What the hell?
Oh.
Let me say something here. You are fucked up. And I mean that professionally. Get the hell out my face. And I mean that in the most professional way. I'm on my way to Hawaii, bitch.
Suck my dick professionally.
That's right. Look at me making Kyle Orton look badass. Making Tim Tebow look great. F you. And of course, I mean that with the most respect. I had a great year going to Hawaii. What are we picking, second, third? Broncos? <we're picking. laughs> What a year.
All right, well, there you go. Finishing out from 2010 with wide receiver Brandon Lloyd and his wonderful comments that he had there upon making a Pro Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Let's see, he was a wide receiver for the Redskins, for the Bears, for the 49ers. He made a rap record, and if you're real good, kids, you can go out and find him on a made-for-DVD movie from 2013 starring one Danny Baldwin, which I think is like, what, the sixth Baldwin kid? I think he's just below Steven on the pecking order. Anyway, I can't even remember the name of the movie. You'd have to go look it up, but it's out there, and you can go see Brandon Lloyd do that. Prior to that, we had Chris Cooley talking about dicks when he was playing with the Redskins. And Michael Irvin's sound effects, which we dearly love. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. Remember, share this show. If you are a listener of the Bang Radio Hour, I'm sure your friends would love to hear it. And if they wouldn't love to hear it, well, they shouldn't be your friends. Let's face it. Face some facts. Hit the donation button over at bangradiohour.com, where you can also find all kinds of other nifty shit, like other shows that you can listen to. Go see us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. You can follow us there, see me make all kinds of sarcastic comments, and you can find us on Facebook at the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. We'd love to have you. I see that there's a bunch of new subscribers right now. You're digging these reruns, and you're sharing them around if you're a regular listener. So thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Next week, I'm not sure what we're doing. We're playing it by ear as far as the next time we're able to do a show. I hope it's next weekend. It might not be. It might be the weekend after that. But either way, I'll be here later.
Tuesdays at KFC gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, cause this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99.
What the?
Every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.